Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Man, say, fellas, how's your week going so far?
My week is going great.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Fantastic. A week above others.
Wait, really? Is it that?
Let's get into it. I am Dalen Sprat.
You know who I am? I am the Marcus Harvey.
Man, and they will never forget the Paranormal Poppy. I'm Juwan Mass.
God.
Stop saying the Paranormal Poppy.
If you have not seen our hit show.
And it's a hit.
I mean, talking about like to the top, baby.
We are literally Atlanta's premier paranormal investigator.
Let's say the world. Can we start saying the world in a second?
I want to say the universe.
Okay.
I mean, listen, we love the history. We love investigating. And Juwan, I'm going to let you say it. What else do we love?
Man, we love getting scared.
But on this podcast, we will look at some of the most infamous creepy tales. I mean, like, listen, like, where do all these urban legends come from? We'll get to investigate them, and we'll even talk to some experts. Maybe do some little spirit channeling of our own.
All right, and in today's episodes, we're going to learn about the mythological fellow with huge wings and red glowing eyes. Like a bat! He's been spotted by folks all over the country. I mean, this man been on tour. And some people see him around tragic events, linking him to even death. Today's episode is Mothman of Point Pleasant. I mean, so some of these first sightings of Mothman actually happened in the newspaper. That's what I'm talking about. That's how serious this thing is. Its first, like, sightings were in the newspaper, bruh.
That makes it true.
Well, okay.
It's in the newspaper.
This is back in the day, though. This is back in the day when people trusted.
Yeah. Actual factual stuff.
Come on, man.
Like, okay. Where was this?
I mean, he's called Mothman of Point Pleasant. I mean, when y'all guys like paying attention, because it's like Mothman of Point Pleasant.
And I said,
where's he from?
It.
No, you said, where's he from? No, we ain't running in the back. I want y'all to understand, y'all ain't paying attention. Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, look, okay. Guys, look. As y'all know, and I ain't gonna never let y'all forget, your boy got a baby now.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm working on just a limited amount of sleep.
That's my bad.
Geography wasn't my best subject.
You know what? Let me be more specific.
Where is Point Pleasant?
That's my bad. Because I did say it as if you knew where Point Pleasant is, and then as if you didn't know that it was in West Virginia. Mm. I'm trying to tell you what happened in 66, bro. Because, like, two couples, like, mm-hmm. This is a double date going on. They said they saw with their own two eyes here in Point Pleasant, registered.
One of them couples said, and I quote, "It was a bird or something. It definitely wasn't a flying saucer."
It wasn't no flying saucer,
it
Juwan.
It wasn't no flying saucer.
I mean, because listen, bro, he knows that this was in a place called like TNT. This was like a part of the town called TNT, right? Boom.
Bomb.
And if you Google
the TNT era, it's basically this abandoned military base, right? Exactly. See what I'm saying? They called it the TNT area because all they used to do was make dynamite there, right? But you know, that land has got to be like polluted. You know, back in the day, they were really worrying about like what was happening with the land. They were just testing these things. So, you know, the land was probably just like polluted.
Oh. And,
yeah, you know how they did.
But all type of freaky, nasty.
Okay.
Stuff.
Why you got to make it like that? Why you got
to think that freaky stuff would happen to the animals?
No, I think that freaky, nasty.
Wait,
to the animals.
What?
No, I can't even say exactly because y'all turned it really weird right there. I mean, so this couple apparently saw it around midnight. Now, they probably was doing something freaky because it was
freaky
midnight.
And nasty.
Okay, now you was right. My bad.
To the animal.
Oh, my gosh. You just messed this up. I don't want to fight you. But I'm just telling you what they said. This is what they said. Y'all already know what they said?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They said it was the size of a human.
Okay.
Maybe like 6 or 7 feet tall. So this is like not no regular human. This is like a post player. Like, hey, give me the rock.
Mm-hmm. It's like Shaquille O'Neal.
It's like, give me the rock. And he had wings, a span of 10 feet, bro. What you talking about? With big red eyes. Like the eyes of where like 2 inches like wide, like 6 inches apart, like, you know. And like these two couples are in this car together, hanging out.
Wait. What are they doing?
They're hanging out. You know, listen, you got to respect what they do. This is what they do. This is their privacy, yeah. Brother.
But I'm saying, what are two couples?
No, I'm just saying you mind your business. I didn't ask you to get all into those details.
Maybe it's a double date.
But listen, man, it's past midnight. You got two couples at TNT area. That's all I want to know. What's going down? What type of boom?
Hey, apparently they were bird
watching.
What's
going on?
The guys tell the police that they saw it at least 3 times out there. Like, not just once, not just twice, but 3 times.
They got 3 times?
And when it would move, it was like a cheetah, like super fast. They like think it was like 100 miles per hour. Like, when they finally left, they said it hovered over them, like following them. Like they said, like, roll straight up like a helicopter, bro. Like a helicopter.
Wait. You telling me they told the police all of this?
Actually, the police went to check it out, and while, like, 2 a.m., but by then they didn't see anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're going to believe in this, so they're going to go check that
Things
out.
Things that make you go,
And then, you know, just a year later, 1967, this bridge in Point Pleasant called Silver Bridge, it collapsed during, like, rush hour. It was like this horrific event. Like 46 people died. Like, bro, 46 people. And rumor has it, people saw the Mothman right before it happened.
Wait.
Whoa.
So you saying people saw the Mothman,
right?
And then literally a couple seconds later, this bridge collapsed and kills 46
yes.
people.
Yes. And since then, people have linked the Mothman to all kinds of tragedies.
Okay, wait. So while you guys were talking, I just Googled this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found this guy on YouTube. His name is Sean Andrew. You see, he went to Point Pleasant to find the Mothman.
Really?
Yeah, I got a clip. Watch this.
Mothman sightings are reported several dozen times per year, the majority being at an abandoned World War II plant, nicknamed the TNT area. It's going to get incredible.
They got to hike into the woods. It's like 15 degrees out.
We're going to flip a coin. If it lands on heads, I go in by myself. If it lands on tails, Braden goes in by himself.
Yep.
That's heads, baby.
I guess give me the camera, bro.
There's this one bunker where most people see the Mothman, right? And there's like graffiti of the Mothman everywhere. The echoes are really trippy.
Off camera, our walkie-talkies kept picking up a little bit of noise. Picking up slight interference. It's freaking us
the fuck out. Man, bro, it's like they're picking up some kind of paranormal energy.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. I would get out of there right then.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Sean got this weird feeling, and he booked it out of there. I'm talking like he ain't see the Mothman, but he said he just felt like he had to get out.
Okay, so before we go deeper into Mothman, we got to hear from one of our fans. Man, you know, we have a listener who had a very freaky experience in a haunted area. It's out in Massachusetts, big UMass. It's not the Mothman per se, but it's kind of reminding me of hearing about the TNT area you were talking about, Marcus. But listen, I'm going to let her tell it. Check it out.
Hi, guys. My name is Jill Bissonette. I'm 36, and I'm a huge fan. I've been following you guys for years. Being from Massachusetts, especially from Fall River, the home of Lizzie Borden. It's a very historically haunted area. There is a place called the Bridgewater Triangle, and it has a swamp and a forest, and it has something called Profile Rock. Now, I had experiences at Profile Rock when I was very, very young. I want to say I was maybe about 10, 11, 12-ish, and it was the first time I really realized that I might have some kind of abilities. It's a very... I don't even know how to say this without sounding crazy. It's a very heavy energy. I remember being very young and just sitting there and feeling completely overwhelmed. And I felt like I was surrounded by eyes. And I felt like I was being watched and like someone just wanted me to throw myself off of this rock. I never talked to anybody about it. I never told my twin. I never told my family, the people I was with, nothing. And then a couple years later, after high school, I had been studying something and I found out that a bunch of paranormal researchers had gone out there and had the same experience. So thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Jillian, they wanted you to leave. Stay away from that rock.
Yo, y'all know we did a case on haunted house guests at the Bridgewater Triangle, the Feeney House.
We sure did.
Remember? Yep. We learned about that. That was like right off their backyard at the Feeney Restaurant.
They lived in the crossroads of the Bridgewater Triangle. Remnants of dead bodies in their backyard.
Dead bodies. There's a whole bunch of dead bodies.
So, I mean, Jillian, thank you so much for sharing. I mean, we're going to be sending positive energy your way for sure. You got to do something to counteract those spirits. But hey, fellas, we got to tell these people, if you have scary stories to share with us, send in a voice memo to storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we're back, we're going to play a little game. So stick around, guys. Stick around.
Oh, what you got for us, Marcus?
Hold your horses. You'll find out in a minute. So I thought I would test y'all's understanding of Mothman this week.
Wait. Is it trivia time?
Oh.
It is trivia time. Okay.
So you're going to tell me if these are true or false. So first question, are you guys ready?
Like a pot of hot spaghetti.
Ooh, we love the hot spaghetti. 2016, guys. Put your mind back there. 2016. So the first question. In 2016, a man from Point Pleasant got a photo of the Mothman while riding his bike. True or false?
You know what? I'm going to go with false on that one, Juwan.
You know, normally I might go against the grain with you, but I'm going to go with false.
Oh, guess what, you guys were... I don't know how you guys were so in tune with that.
You told us to lock in at 2016.
I told you to lock it. And what did you do? You guys locked in
like some dreads.
You locked in because it was false. He was driving a car, not a bike. Totally.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. We both get a point.
Okay. Good job, guys. Good job. I like these easy wins for y'all. Get them layups. You know what I'm saying? Don't miss them bunnies. You know what I'm saying? True or false? You ready? Here we go. Question number two. True or false? There were reported sightings of Mothman leading up to 9/11.
Mm-hmm. True.
There were reported sightings of Mothman at 9/11?
Yep, right before 9/11.
Oh, I think that's true.
And you guys are right again?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all on fire. Question number three. You guys ready? True or false? Former Point Pleasant mayor John Roach sells the Mothman meatloaf at his restaurant.
I hope not, but that sounds like some...
Would you order it? You like meatloaf.
Listen. That Mothman meatloaf?
No, that's the two M's.
Listen, man, there's two things that I love.
Come on now.
It's what? I love God.
And country.
And my Mothman meatloaf.
Ooh, that might be three, sir.
That sounds like three.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. That's two M's.
MC. Things that make you go,
Listen, one of them is God.
Okay.
And the other one is that Mothman meatloaf.
So you're saying true?
I'm going to say true.
You're going to say true? What'd you say, Juwan?
I'm going to go with false.
Why you say false?
Because he ain't never had none of that
Mothman meatloaf. You don't eat no meatloaf, so you a vegan, so you can't get that.
I don't eat no Mothman meatloaf.
Well, you know what? Your principles have gotten you the correct answer.
Okay. Ooh.
Because Dalen's stomach has betrayed him once again. Mm. Anybody who would order Mothman meatloaf is insane.
And they'd have bubble
guts. And someone who should not be my friend or yours, Jawan.
He would order it.
This man would order a Mothman meatloaf.
What? Listen, I eat sushi from the gas station.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my God. Check his gut. So how many points we got now, Marcus?
Jawan, that's 3 for you. Dalen has negative 17 for the sheer fact that he would eat a Mothman meatloaf. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
You better be locked in, man.
We ready, bro.
Be locked in. True or false, right? There's a Pinterest board right now dedicated to Mothman marriage ideas.
Ooh.
That sounds
now,
like...
Now, this is a question because you guys are... You know, owners of Loren Spratt, the number one men's to measure suits.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get people ready for weddings all the time.
Yep. So if Mothman wanted to be fly, he'd wear the Loren Spratt.
He would. Man, come on. Why would he not? And why would he not get a haircut at the Mousselaire? Mm-hmm. Okay. Never mind. Go ahead. Is it true or false?
I got to go with true.
You got to go with true? What you going to say? What are you gonna say, Daly?
That there's a Pinterest board dedicated to Mothman marriage ideas.
Yes, of course.
Listen. Everybody got their different levels,
okay,
of kinky.
Right.
Why
has
that
got to
be kinky?
You know what I mean? Kinky. And my level of kinky.
We're not even talking about kinky.
Mothman Pinterest boards.
I appreciate your understanding.
Yeah,
but
man.
But that ain't even kinky. Man. That's just an actual idea. And you know what? Because you're weird. I'm still going to give you that true. You guys got it.
Look at that.
It's true. So you got a point. Jawan, you're up 4. I mean, this last one. I mean, it's crazy because there is an actual board on Pinterest like that has like Mothman inspired ideas for weddings. Like there's hairstyles with animal skulls in it. Like, I mean, this looks like bird skulls.
I wish I would have known that before I got married.
You know what? Y'all could have been definitely in people with the bird skulls in the joint. Stacey would have loved that.
A Mothman wedding?
Heck yeah.
Ooh. Guys, listeners, for all of you that may or may not know, I am an ordained wedding officiant.
Oh, he is, guys.
So I legally have my papers. Mm-hmm. I can perform weddings in 49 states, just not Virginia.
Okay.
There's
a reason why that's Virginia, because he's been banned from a lot of Applebee's.
Now listen, I got into some trouble.
Okay,
we're
not
going to
talk about that. That was Freaknik. That was Freaknik, Virginia.
Listen, that's so we don't okay.
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. That's okay, because after 10 years, it fall off your resume.
All right, let's get to this last question. My bad, man. I'm prolonging this, man. Let's get to this last question. There's a Mothman candle company that makes Mothman candles. Mm. Is that true or false?
What does that smell like?
Mothman candles.
Ass.
Whoa. Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Mothman meatloaf. It probably has like a...
Because moth balls.
You know what? That actually is appropriate for that.
So it probably smells like old ass.
It probably stings the nostrils.
Because where do you keep moth balls? In your back pockets, in your old jackets, in your clothes?
I don't think you just store them there. Like,
is it true or false, man? Stop.
Focus. So you don't put moth balls in your ass.
No, I don't. No one does.
Listen, this is not contraband.
What are you talking about? Answer that question. True or false? There's a company that sells Mothman candles.
Oh, so this ain't got nothing to do with ass. Okay,
That company does not exist.
That's a false.
That's a false.
No company sells Mothman candles.
Guess what? You're stupid, Bo, because it is true.
What?
Oh, wow.
Guess where you're back at today.
Negative 201.
Right back where you started from, bruh. God, dog. Apparently, there's a company that has like Mothman candles in it. It smells like fire.
Fire ass.
You know what? I'm taking 5 more points away. just because I can do that.
Take 2 steps forward. No, take 3
206 back. That's where you at. 206 back steps. Jawan, raise your hand, man.
I am raising both
you
of them.
You are the winner.
Victoriously.
With 4 points. And Dalen, you are the second place last person in this whole thing with a negative 206 points. Oh my goodness. Our heart goes out to Dalen, guys. Why? Because this man would eat Mothman meatloaf, and that's 2 M's and no one wants to do that. See, Mothman pizza has an MP. You can't double up the Mothman.
Okay. Yo, Marcus.
What's up, brother?
That was a good time, bro. That was a good little trivia
solid.
Game.
It wasn't solid.
I mean, because you won, of course.
Yeah, victoriously, you know. Dalen was a worthy adversary.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he was 206 down.
It's all good, bro. But we got to take a quick break. When we're back, we're going to talk to Jake the Viking. You might know him from Twitch or maybe even YouTube, like where he's known to do some ghost hunting in haunted places like abandoned hospitals. Yo, it's crazy what type of stuff he gets. We're actually having him on to talk behind the scenes of some of his scariest encounters. You don't want to miss this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're back. Today we have Jake the Viking on the show. Now, you see, he's a former LSU Tiger, and he goes by the Viking because of this amazing beard that he has on his face. Not only does he have an amazing beard, Jake has over 1.3 million YouTube subscribers. That's a lot of subscribers, Jake. God dang. And if you've seen any of Jake's videos, you know he's just like us. He loves this paranormal stuff. I mean, he's gone to haunted military ships, insane asylums, prisons. I mean, he's done it all. So obviously, we had to get him on the show and ask him about the Mothman. Jake, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you for having me. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, Jake, just out here. And this, you know, this episode is the Mothman episode. So before I ask you anything, I got to ask you this. Have you ever seen the Mothman?
Haven't seen it, but heard of it. Haven't seen it, but heard of it.
Okay. Okay. Where'd you grow up at?
New Bern, North Carolina. So East Coast.
Okay. Okay. So in the North Carolina area. So I know for me, like a lot of my paranormal experiences happened like when I was a kid, right? So
right.
My grandma, she lived in this town called McCamey, Texas. This is like West Texas, like 6 hours west of Dallas. And literally every time I went to go visit her, some crazy stuff happened, man. I got stories for days. So I was curious, you know, what were some of the urban legends that were like all around your area in the Carolinas?
Urban legends. We had, I mean, living in New Bern, North Carolina, that was founded in 1710. And we had the Civil War go through it. We had the Great Fire of New Bern. I forgot what year it was. So there's a lot of like death and turmoil and just like low points in the country's history that kind of like fed the paranormal stuff going on. And the house we lived in was actually in the middle, like downtown New Bern area. And I'm pretty sure we looked it up and like it was used as a hospital at one point. So we had all that kind of stuff going on.
Right.
That's kind of where all my like paranormal like interest peaked, because I had some weird stuff happen at the house, man. Weird stuff.
Yeah. So with you being a paranormal investigator now, is there like any place you're dying? Damn, that's like a pun. Like, that's so similar. Like, is there any
you're
place
dying there,
you're dying to get into?
One place that I think would be amazing is the White House.
Okay.
I looked it up, and they're like, yeah, the White House is supposedly haunted. Apparently Lincoln's room is one of the most haunted places there. And I'm like, how sick would it be?
Yeah.
What's
funny about that, man, a couple years ago with Ghost Brothers, we had our wish list, and we threw the White House out there, and we had some people reach out. They for sure said no. We for sure didn't even get a shot. But, you know, great minds think alike, Jake, man. We could have been up in there together.
At least you got to ask.
Right? So let me ask you this. So out of all your explorations so far, like, which one has been the scariest to date that you've done?
Ooh. There's two that are like neck and neck right now. And the worst part was they were both at penitentiaries.
Okay.
One was at the West Virginia Penitentiary up in Moundsville, West Virginia. And the other one was at Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary out in Tennessee. Those two were pretty bad. Have you heard of any of those places?
No, I've heard of them. I've never been there.
Yeah. Okay. So 100%, you need to go.
Okay. Legit. So for you to say that that's some of the craziest thing you happened, you got to tell me at least one thing that happened to you at that one of those two places.
We were, so at West Virginia Penitentiary, we were up in the medical area, what they also use as like the psych ward. And they were saying they had a spirit there that was very, you know, intelligent. So he had like the intelligent haunting, and he went by the nickname Spider. He was an inmate there that had been killed by having a metal pipe shoved through his eye.
Wow.
This place was bad. There was 1,000 inmates died from other inmates, 100 executions on property. Yeah, this place is bad. They were not kidding. Me and my buddy walked down the hallway by ourselves with just a night vision camera. And we got all the way down to the other hallway where there used to be an elevator, and there's a staircase there. And I was like, hey, Spider, you want to play some ping pong? Thinking about it now, it almost sounds like ping pong's bouncing off the ceiling.
Wow.
That started at the end of the hallway and came towards us, and then just made a loud, like, thud. And I was like, all right, that's, yeah. But it didn't stop there. Like,
yeah.
We got the spirit Spider to do so many things. And at the end of the night and at the end of the video, you can see where I'm like, I'm trying to get him to do like real loud bang, because when you get into investigating, like, you can't say every little, you know, tap and knock.
Exactly.
And creak is like, oh, it's parents. Like, no.
Right.
And so I was like, I need something right now to happen that's, you know, like, it's going to be very hard to debunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here like asking him to make the loudest stomp or loudest bang he's ever made. And a couple seconds later, you start hearing the little the popping noises, like the ping pongs. And all of a sudden it sounds like someone just took a door and slammed it as hard as they
could.
There's no door at the end of that hallway.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, I was just like, what? And then my cameraman, he's a skeptic. He was just like, there's no way. Because he was like, that has to be the other guy that's downstairs. I was like, I don't think they would do that.
Yeah.
But it was loud and yeah.
And then it happened right after you asked for it to happen.
Right after we asked.
It's the timing thing. That's what I tell people all the time, man. Like,
it's
all these
things. Timing stuff.
Exactly. Have you ever been physically harmed while investigating any place?
I've never been harmed, but one of my friends has been.
Okay.
At the West Virginia Penitentiary.
Okay, man. So outside of prisons and asylums, anything, man, have you... Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay. All
right. Residential investigations.
Yeah, Conjuring House, Rhode Island.
Oh, you already? Okay. So tell me about that, man. How crazy was that?
So not too much happened. We did have the guy there who owns it, Corey. He's selling it now. So if you got $1.2 million, you want to buy probably the most haunted house in the world. It's for sale right now.
Dang, this is $1.2 million.
That's it? Yeah, easy money, right?
I got $1.1 million. I'm a little short.
But he had one of the Xbox Kinect cameras that you use to pick up the like motion capture. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, the structured light sensor camera, SLS cam.
Yeah. Yeah, we caught some anomalies with that, and that was kind of like the high point. And then, of course, when we went back and did editing, we had some taps and knocks and noises we picked up on the camera that none of us heard. But the craziest part to me was the fact that I was in a house. I think it was built in the late 1600s. So the idea that you're in a house that's older than the country is.
Wow.
that was just that was cool, but also creepy in the same, because you think of all the different families and everything this house has like seen, right? You know?
That residual energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was cool, because that's one of my favorite things is the history behind it. I was sitting in the basement. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So how has this like affected like your day to day life? Like, do people come up to you all the time and like always wanted to show you their most haunted or their crazy experience? Or
I haven't had too much of that happen lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like it hasn't happened. I get more asked, is it real? Why are you faking it?
Yeah.
Or I'll see like comments on my videos, this is fake, blah, 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 blah. I get more of that than anything. And I kind of get taken aback because I'm like, y'all really think if I was faking something, it would just be a bunch of knocks and noises you right. can't see?
You'll put Come a little bit more, now. You'll put a little bit more effort into it.
Somebody's dying. Okay.
Get this man an Emmy. Emmy award winning
actor. Yeah. A lot of questions are just like, you know, is it real? More people want to know, like, is it real? Because it's also one of those things where it's scary to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it makes you think and like about things that you don't really want to think about, you know, like dying and what's after death. Because you have to realize, like, if you believe in the paranormal, you essentially are accepting the fact that there's something after life.
Right.
And these things are just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like thinking about that. Yeah. And that's what I like about it so much is that like there's not too many people willing to go out and do this.
Right.
You know? Right. Because it's also terrifying because you don't know what you're playing with. Because if you're accepting the fact that there's spirits and you have to accept the fact about the good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's good, there has to be bad. So, yeah.
Right.
Which I think I've encountered a bat.
Okay, you do. You do.
I think I have.
Where at?
In the skies. The battleship North Carolina.
Okay.
Let me set the tone for you. Okay? Okay. All right. World War II battleship.
Okay.
Okay. The World War II battleship. Like, I didn't know this, but apparently this ship was like the most badass ship in the Pacific, essentially. The Japanese thought they had sank it 3 or 4 times. It had only been struck by one torpedo. It rescued the aircraft carrier Enterprise and okay. became the reason that aircraft carriers have a battleship escort.
Okay.
It's got multiple stars, multiple, like, I guess, awards for everything it did during the war. Now, that being said, World War II battleship, mm-hmm. all guys.
Okay.
All men, all older men.
Okay.
Okay. We're sitting in the mess hall about 5 a.m., we heard a little girl laugh.
Now, okay, now let me ask you this. You heard it on a recorder or you all heard it in real time?
We all heard it in real time and you hear it on the recording.
Okay.
It happened twice.
Okay. And so
you just hear a,
Okay, that was my next question. Was it like a long laugh or was it like a short little... Okay.
Small little chuckle. And the second time it sounded like it was closer. And the second time we were like, we're out. I was like, I'm not. Girl laughing on a battleship, World War II battleship at that.
Yeah. So what makes you think what makes you think that was like a demonic presence?
So my thing is, I know there's the theory that some spirits wander, right?
Right.
They wander the earth, you know, for eternity. But also in the same boat, I'm like, from my friends, because I didn't want to think that. I was just like, why is there a little girl on a battleship? That doesn't really make sense. Doesn't seem like a good place for a little girl. My friends who have done research into this kind of site are like, that's 100% a demonic or evil spirit pretending to be a child.
Oh my God.
To get you to drop your guard.
Oh my gosh. I just had.
And, yeah. Well, my thing is, I was like, well, if that was the case, I had the exact opposite effect.
Right. Right.
And I was like, right. No.
Right.
But you can, if you go back and watch the video, I'm not trying to plug it, but if you go back and watch the video and we're in the mess hall, have headphones on, and you know how you get the back feet from the microphone?
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear the pitch of that change, and that's where the laugh is.
Okay.
And then you go back and listen to it, you'll start making out the,
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what did you guys do after that? Did you try to explore?
We left.
Okay.
No,
right.
Yeah. Left.
Like, of course. Why wouldn't you leave?
Yeah, well, that was 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
You don't need any no demon babies following you.
Yeah, I was like, we're good. I think we're good. All my friends that were with me were kind of like freaked out. I was freaked out. It was kind of like the first legit, like, kind of ghost hunt we had done. And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I think we got what we need. We got what we came here for. We got a video.
Right.
We got a video. All right.
Hey, bro. I love talking to people with same interests, man, and like-minded, man. I appreciate you for coming on today, man. Your wealth of knowledge is definitely entertaining, man, for sure.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great time, and hopefully we can talk paranormal later, man, because this is good stuff.
Hey, man, we're going to have to go investigate together, man, for sure.
Hey, look, dude, you tell me where I'm there.
Right.
All right. Waverly Hills? Let's do it.
Hey, man, we've never been there. Everyone tells us it's like the number one place, man, so we might have to make that happen. All right, brother, appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is a Discovery Plus podcast. From Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. Our show is produced by Neon Hum Media, and at Neon Hum, our executive producer is Jonathan Hirsch. Our lead producer is Joanna Clay, and our associate producers are Chloe Choble and Evan Jacoby. Our production manager is Samantha Allison, and our editorial support comes from Nick White. Our music is by Asha Ivanovich, concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Hey, and our engineers are Hans Del Sue and Josh Hahn. Man, I really want to thank y'all for listening to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. We really love hearing these stories, and we love sharing these stories with you.
And hearing yours. Don't forget to keep those things coming. Tell us those stories, y'all.
Okay, now, come back soon, and we got some more scary stories in store for you.
Woo!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.